Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man.
Well, it's messing my head up, too. Hey, everybody, I'm Scott Standis, filling in for whoever's at this time slot, because I don't know, because, you know, last time I guest hosted, we had a guest host, and he was a half hour late because his Uber driver didn't understand upper and lower, well, anything. So you're listening to 720 WGN Radio. I'm Scott Standis. Call us or text us at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. We're going to have a very abbreviated show, and then we're going to throw it to the immensely talented Patty Vasquez at 7 o'clock. But we also have someone coming up. It's going to be incredible for me, and it's going to be incredible for you, too. It's a voice you haven't heard on Chicago radio in a while. He's a good friend and one of the things we're thankful for. I'm going to tell you who it is as we go into the break. But before I do that, I want to introduce my guest host and sidekick here, Peyton Standis, Peyton H. Standis.
Hello.
You may know her from Substrate Radio, where you did the morning show. For how long did you do that?
A couple days. They fired me pretty quick.
Well, okay, but now you're on transmission radio.
Yes, Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Forgot for a second there.
Okay, and we're also joined by my co-host and, well, co-pilot in life for the last 37 years.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, it's true.
It's true, yes.
Yes, this is Janine Fadich, Stantis, who also co-hosts the Prickly City podcast with me.
Yes, I do. Weekly.
Weekly. You can find it right here on WGN Plus. And we're also joined in the studio by a very good friend, or he's becoming a good friend. We gave each other a hug.
It's nice to crash the Stantis family Christmas, or Thanksgiving, rather.
Whatever.
Whatever. Holidays.
Year round. It's Christmas season. John Duffy, Dr. John Duffy, of course, is a psychologist. Now, you studied at the University of Chicago.
I studied actually at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. I'll call it the University of Chicago just for the sake of feeling more advanced than perhaps I am.
Is there a school of non-professional psychology?
I was actually not admitted there.
Anyway, you know, Thanksgiving's a tough time. You just left. May I spill your family secret?
Please do.
Okay. John was telling us before we went on the air that his family, on one side of the table, they're all wearing red MAGA hats.
And close enough. Not exactly the hats, but definitely there was a divide.
And on the other side, you had guys who were saying make America black again because they don't like the current administration. So Dr. Duffy's on with us to kind of steer the course of not just the political talk, but also just the other baggage that comes with Thanksgiving. You know, if you're like my family, you show up with a covered dish and your favorite unresolved issue.
Right.
So what?
Yeah, no, accurate. It's accurate. I married into the right family.
You did marry into the right family. You did. And we're being produced by Ashley. Ashley, how do you say your last name? I've been trying this for like a...
It's Bihan. Like, Bihan.
Bihan. Aw. What nationality is that?
Bohemian, I think. Does that make it? Maybe.
It could be. Let's go with that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. All right. We're gonna have to go to the news fairly quickly here, but we have a special guest coming up. And should I spill the beans now, or should I wait till we come out of the break? Ashley, you're the professional here. You tell me.
Let's go to a commercial break, leave them hanging, get their minds wondering who it's going to be.
Okay, I can give you a hint.
All right, give him a hint.
I'll give you one hint. He went to school to study pharmacy.
Ooh, all right, we'll leave him at that, okay?
And you guys will know him and love him. So go to commercial now?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, I guess I have to turn on the microphone first in order to talk to you all. We actually had someone figure out who the special guest is. That's incredible. Someone called it. I wish I had something to give to you, except love and respect. And that's it. Ashley, do we have anything else to give to them, or... No, but yes, our guest coming up is going to be the legendary radio personality, one of the great names in Chicago radio history. And frankly, a friend of mine, he was incredibly helpful when I first came to Chicago. Gary Meyer is going to be our guest coming out of the news. So, I mean, how cool is that?
So cool.
Very cool.
Was legendary cool.
Super stoked.
Now, Dr. Duffy, you grew up listening to him.
I've been listening to Gary's voice for, I bet, 35 years. Yes, he is like one of the voices of my youth and adulthood. I mean, he's one of the voices of Chicago, and he always has been.
He always has been. He's on the Walk of Fame. He's recognized universally. And like I said, he reached out to me when I came to the Chicago Tribune, and we actually did. I got his attention because I did a caption contest. And every week he'd have me on, and we talk about the caption contest. And we have the jingle. We actually found it. We're going to play it after the news. Or do you want to play it now? I want Gary to hear it, because it'll just bring back all the crazy memories. I actually had Gary in one of the caption contests.
Didn't you draw one?
And he drew one.
No kidding.
So, you know, how cool is that?
Multi-talented guy. Oh,
yeah. He really is. So we're going to have him on right after the news. The news, of course, is sponsored by Townstone Financial. And here with the news is David Jennings. Okay. I was expecting bumper music or something, but no. We're just right back because we have an abbreviated show. We haven't started drinking yet either. That's what's sad about this. Anyway, so Gary Meyer is coming up. But before we do, I want to reintroduce myself and the rest of the crew here. I'm Scott Stantis. I'm filling in tonight. I hope you're having a safe and happy Thanksgiving. If you're not, we have Dr. John Duffy here, who's here to help you kind of walk through the choppy waters that are relationships during these stressful times.
Absolutely.
And of course, why am I saying, of course, this is your first time here, but my incredibly talented daughter-in-law, Peyton Hughes Stantis, is here for you. You're familiar with her from Substrate Radio and also from Transmission Internet Radio. When can they hear that?
Wednesday nights on SubstrateRadio.com from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
And it's fun. They're actually a lot of fun.
It is a mess. It's a hot mess.
A hot mess? Hot, steamy mess? Hot.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that. We're also joined by my wonderful wife and partner in the Prickly City podcast, Janine Fadich Stantis.
Hello.
So that sets the table. Let's get right to our special guest. This guy was so welcoming when I first came to Chicago. He had me on his show on a regular basis when he was here on WGN. He's legendary. He is phenomenal. He is also one of my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Meyer. Gary, welcome to the show.
Scott, you're only on till 7, right?
Yeah, we got to talk fast, dude.
Between the Northwestern game running long, the post game and everything else, you didn't have to take your coat off.
No, I don't. And, you know, but Gary, to be fair, when Northwestern plays Fresno State, I think the entire city comes to a halt.
Yes, that's a rivalry that goes way back. Hey, thanks for the invitation. It feels good to be back on my former time slot.
It's great to have you, and I really appreciate it. Hey, tell I know that a bunch of people out there are dying to know what you're up to and where they can see you're doing the podcast thing, and where can they hear that, and let's get to that.
Okay, that's on GaryMeyer.com 5 days a week. By the way, I'm calling you from outside a big box store. And I'm ready to trample somebody for a dirt devil. That's 50% off. If I have to kill somebody for a dirt devil, I will do it.
And you know, if you put that in front of a judge, he'll just say not guilty.
Yes, because it's pre-Black Friday. It's Turquoise Thursday or whatever this day is. I love Thanksgiving because it's the only day when white meat and dark meat can get along right next to each other.
And that's
my favorite thing. Here's what I'm thinking about this holiday. Remember when we started to drill down on Columbus Day and we realized that Columbus was an asshat and really kind of screwed up the Native Americans here? I'm getting the feeling that this has that. If you start to look at the history of it, the Native Americans were screwed over by the Pilgrims somehow with their buckle hats and their funny shoes and all that stuff. I'm just getting that feeling again that the Native Americans were screwed on this one. But I'll take it because you eat, you go into a coma. In fact, I ate so much, I had to get a Narcan shot to come out of my coma. That is the best drug ever. That's the only, did you see that 60 Minutes piece last Sunday?
Which one, Gary?
On Narcan.
No.
This drug, these people go, these opioid overdoses, they go into a coma or near death, and this shot, within 30 seconds, they're alive. This is the most remarkable drug ever.
Oh, that's the stuff they're trying to give to, you know, everybody, lifeguards, people who are like at Starbucks even. So when people go into the bathroom, apparently coffee shop bathrooms are where you go to do drugs.
Yeah, great.
Who knew?
Okay, so how are you? Your wife is there?
She is, yes.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Gary? Very good.
Gary, we are actually looking at a tube of lemon lip cream. For those of you who may be unaware of this, Janine was Gary's lip balm mule for a couple of years.
Okay, tell everybody where you carried the lip balm across the border.
Yeah, Gary. I still wake up in a sweat over those. Let's not go there. You talked about drugs. I learned something about you, which is funny. You went to pharmacy school. You went to school to study pharmacy, right?
Yes, I did. I thought that would be a good prerequisite for broadcasting. As it turned out, it was, because a lot of guys were doing drugs, and I could identify what they were on.
Well, listen, when we're off here, can I FaceTime you? Because I have this rash.
Yeah, here we go. You did that a lot with me when I was working with you. Scott, quit it. Hey, hashtag me too, buddy.
Hey, actually, we have a little piece of something, a little piece of nostalgia, if we could play that right now. Listen to this. We just dug this up. Where are you? I'm sorry, this is great radio. Which one are you?
Which, this is what I miss.
Yeah, I know. Isn't this great? Because nothing's better than this kind of radio. Yeah.
I can't. If I had a nickel for every time I wanted to do something and it wasn't there, I'd be, well, I'd have a lot of nickels.
Oh, there we go. Here it is.
What's your caption? Look at the picture. Think of something. Try to make it funny. Then tell us what's your caption.
Bring back
in. And right after that is when they let me go. Yeah. We don't want to hear this. We want to do news and traffic and commercials, and we want Northwestern and Fresno, and Northwestern will lose by almost 20 points on Thanksgiving. It'll be great.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, put it on. Are you a big box guy or a small box? Which kind of box do you like when you shop?
No box?
That's personal right there.
I just hope the small box doesn't get completely run over. I mean, it's looking like that more and more, but I like the small box.
Hey, Gary, we actually have a...
Yeah, you have a jingle for that, Scott?
No, we actually have someone on the phone for you.
Uh-oh, here we go. Tell them I'm not working there. They don't have to call and fire me again.
It's your brother. It's my brother? Which brother?
Whose brother?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, put him on. Is he on? Okay, again, this is what happens.
Does anybody know how to work the equipment there? This is a problem. It's a holiday. Nobody knows. You know, I heard them talking about
we're in a new building,
studios.
So...
Maybe they should have hooked it up.
Okay. Hey, Kirk, are you there?
I am, Scott.
Okay, Gary, I want you to meet my brother, Kirk, who is actually a host of a show up in Madison, Wisconsin, called Better Living Through Show Tunes.
Oh, sure he is.
What's your catchphrase, Kirk?
You can't make that sort of thing up.
What's your catchphrase, Kirk?
It's your catchphrase, Scotty.
Well, I wrote it for you, but you can use it, and you do use it. He's the...
I am the gayest straight guy on the air.
That Scott said he was.
No. They're brothers.
And that the wife was a beard.
he took the mantle as the younger brother. He took the mantle. Hey, Scott, this is a fascinating show with your old friends on the air. I love it. We're here, baby.
But here it comes.
Dressing and everything. However, comma, when are you going to get here tonight? Because we're all waiting, and I'm old, and I don't want to stay up that late.
We're driving out of Chicago as soon as we hand this off to the incredibly talented Patty Vasquez, and you've been on Patty's show.
She is wonderful.
So, yeah, as soon as we hand it off to Patty, we're going to be heading your way.
Okay. How is it to be gay in Alabama? Isn't that where you all grew up?
No. he's gay in Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Okay, is that okay, too?
Everything's okay in Wisconsin.
I want to see the numbers coming out of the Fresno game. You guys got to be just riding high right about now, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because there's... Yeah.
I live in Madison, Wisconsin. We live in a fantasy world anyway, so... All right. Well, Scott, get here when you can. Drive safe. Janine, take care of him.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks, hey, thanks, well, Kirk.
You all can't talk off the show. You have to
do it. We may have to bring this up with Dr. Duff.
Yeah, that's a whole new show right there, man. Gary, can you stay on for another segment?
Sure, you have one, or are you done?
I think I've got one more to go, right?
Wow.
Okay.
Is that in about 8 minutes after all the commercials?
Yes.
See, that's why you listen to podcasts, ladies and gentlemen.
At GaryMeyer.com.
Thank you.
See, I'm the friend of the podcaster.
All right, then we'll talk about management there. That'll be fun when we come back.
Oh, let's not do that. Gary, it's great having you on.
Come on. They're not listening.
Yeah, that's right. They're drunk by now.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to commercial, Heather. Are we ready to go? Okay, you're listening to Chicago's Own 720 WGN Radio. I'm Scott Stanis, and we're talking to Gary Meyer. How cool is that? We'll be back right after this. And we are back. Please give us a call in or text us at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. Call in or text right here at Chicago's Own WGN Radio. We're sitting here with our friends, Peyton Huey Stantis and Hi. Janine and Dr. John Duffy, and we're talking to Gary Meyer. And Gary, I got to ask, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Well, it's not that personal, but there are rumors flying all over this town. WLS has just gutted its programming. Others are scrambling to try to fix theirs. And your name has come up more often, and I've been asked more often about you than people ask about my actual cartoons. I'm the cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, for those of you who may not know. So, Gary, people love you more than they love my cartoons. The question is, I mean, are you coming back?
Let me make the announcement right here. I am coming back to my former time slot, the one you're sitting on right now. Kidding. No, I don't have any plans right now as we speak to do anything on Chicago radio. I'm enjoying the podcast. I've been doing that for 2.5 years now. And what I'm seeing is, and I think this is going to happen more and more, there's going to be a hybrid of podcasts on AM and FM. And I think you're going to see more of that happening. But as of me coming back strictly to Chicago radio, I don't have any plans with that right now.
Well, that's not what the rumors are saying, Gary. So why the fake news?
Rumors. Scott, you've been dabbling in this business for a good while, and it's a fool's errand to try to figure out what radio is going to do or what they think they're going to do or what they're doing. I don't know. But I really honestly don't have any plans right at this moment.
Okay. Well, like I said, it comes up a lot, and your name is brought up a lot.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered by that. I do have to say, as I listen to you, and I know you're sitting in that slot that I had, like I said, and I'm thinking about all the stuff that we did. You were on the show all the time, and
yeah,
I love that Tom Skilling segment. That would have been between 6 and 6:30 when I was sitting there listening. I was thinking this would be Tom and I talking about anything but the weather. And the Blackhawks, relationship I had, I really missed that. But yeah, you move on. That's what you got to do.
And you're doing the podcast now. Now, how you? I mean, that you fell into that pretty quickly. You actually fell into it when you were here at WGN, and you really were kind of a foreshadowing, direct to the internet radio.
It was interesting, Scott, because I was doing well in the afternoons on AM 720, and then they said, you're going to the digital platform, and I thought, oh, okay. And I did, and I started to really enjoy the feeling of that. So when it was all over, I thought, well, I want to do this, the digital platform, full-time, and that's what I started doing. And I do really enjoy it. It's a whole different atmosphere of how you broadcast, and the pacing and everything is different. And I was really up for that after living with the format for all those years. So this is a nice change of pace, and you can see where the digital experience for the listener is becoming very big, because listeners want to listen when they can listen, like they watch TV when they want to watch TV on their timetable, and that's becoming more and more of a thing, and I'm enjoying that.
So at Gary Meyer,
we'll see. But what I'm doing, and that's what I'm going to be doing for a while.
So at GaryMeyer.com, I mean, your audience continues to grow, I assume.
Yes. I mean, this is a whole new thing, because And I went to this podcast convention over the summer in Philadelphia, and they were talking about the numbers and how, well, podcast has this small fraction of listeners and this and that, and radio still has this big behemoth audience, da-da-da. And I raised my hand, and I said, wait a minute. Radio, traditional radio, has been around for 90 years. Podcasting's been around for, what, 7, 8 years, maybe 9 if you stretch it? So it's apples and oranges. You're talking about something that's been available in the car for 90 years or whatever, whenever it started in cars, and something that's basically in its embryonic stage. So it's a false comparison right now. Now, there is a device coming out. It might be
I was going to ask about that.
Or soon after. It's the Echo Auto. It's Amazon Echo for the car. You put the device in your car, say, play the Gary Meyer podcast, boom, it comes right over your speakers. This is the kind of technology that's coming into cars, either from the factory or aftermarket, more and more, and makes it very easy to listen to anything on the internet.
Well, I can remember being on your show, and we would get texts and calls even from people all over the country, and in fact all over the world, who were listening to the show as it was streaming live on the internet, and obviously as a podcast. Or you know, it seems to me that that's the way things are going to go. You're absolutely right. People are used to programming their entertainment. You know,
Here's the bit. I would have liked to have stayed on the afternoon show. Okay, so they put me on the digital platform. I like that. I would have stayed and developed that because that was going well. So I don't know how to answer these questions of why that happened. I'm not going to get into that. But anyway, a lot of people now are doing this on their own. They don't have to be on a radio station. I'm not saying they have the massive audiences as radio stations do. But it's still, again, it's a growing thing. It's a learning curve and all that. So let's talk in 3 to 5 years and see where everything's at. It's all moving digital. There's no doubt about that. Now, how AM and FM are going to interface entirely with that, they're still trying to find their direction. That's what they were talking about at this convention. There are a lot of radio executives there, and they want to be in the podcast digital game. They're trying to figure out how to monetize it or how to go about that. But they're going there. They know they have to.
So you can see it, but you can still see a terrestrial component to this equation today. Is that going to last much longer, you think?
Well, like I said, I think there's going to be a hybrid. They're going to marry up and then decide along the way how this all plays out. But we all had an electric typewriter, at least some generations, maybe not the current one. We all had that electric typewriter, and it seemed like overnight it was gone. And that's how fast things can evolve.
Sure.
And one thing that you thought was going to be here forever is gone. And that's the feeling I have about some of this stuff that we grew up with. It's going to vanish, and you have to move on.
Well, I work for newspapers.
I'm not saying AM/FM is going to vanish overnight. That's not going to happen. But, again, it's a direction that it's heading in that direction.
I work for newspapers, so I have no idea what you're talking about, Gary.
Yeah,
Gary, this was a pleasure. Everybody, this was Gary Meyer, and you can catch up with him, and please subscribe to his podcast. It'll be well worth your time and energy at GaryMeyer.com. Gary, again, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough.
Hey, Scott, I've always appreciated your friendship and your lovely wife, and your daughter-in-law is there, too.
She is.
Hi.
And she married into a great family, and I hope all your listeners had a great Thanksgiving. And, again, I mean, my whole deal in Chicago, that's always going to be something that I'll remember very, very vividly and beautifully. It's something that I'll never forget. I mean, I still enjoy doing it, and we're still talking. It's just that these are different stages, so. On to the next stage.
All right, Gary. Thank you again. I appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Scott.
Take care, man. You're listening to Chicago's own 720 WGN Radio. We'll be back right after this. It's long. Hurry to Apple Chevrolet, 8585 West 159th Street in Tinley Park, or at applechevy.com. And happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Apple Chevrolet in Tinley Park. Find new roads. Well, we're joined here by the inimitable, the talented, the lovely, the vivacious, the funny. And amazing. We forgot amazing.
If you use that many words, it makes me think you forgot my name.
Well, that's Patty Vasquez.
Thank you. Wonderful to hear you tonight.
It was short. It was
really. I wondered when you told me you were on for at 5, and then I heard the. Am I on? I don't know if I'm.
Right? You rolled me up.
Oh, there we are. Hi. I'm sorry. Yeah, she's back. That's Patty Vasquez right there.
I'm across the room. Hi, Scott. I was wondering when you told me you were on at 5 or 5:30, and I thought, and then I heard the Wildcats game start, and I thought, oh, he's going to be on a little bit later.
Now, I thought this was the shortest show in WGN history. It's not.
It's not. I held the record, we think, for a while after a rainout with the Chicago Cubs that it was delayed, and then they ended up waiting until 10 minutes till 2 a.m. to call the game. So we were all on standby. They didn't turn it over to the station. So I had about an 8.5-minute show.
Wow.
But I believe Mark Harmon has done a shorter show now. So,
oh, the bastard.
And then there was something, apparently there used to be like a 10-minute show on the station, 10-pin alley or something. Some listeners might be familiar. So people were like, no, you weren't as short as that. So I don't know.
I know. Don't you love it when people are so fast to correct you?
That's all right. Well, you remember Craig Collins was always, he always liked the idea of us holding records. And we can talk about that off the air some other time of things that we've got in trouble for holding the record.
Well, anyway. We're going to...
turn it over.
We're going to turn it over to you in any moment. But before we go, I want to thank everyone who's in here. I want to thank my daughter-in-law,
the
lovely and talented Peyton Huey Stantis from Substrate Radio, Janine Fadich Stantis from Prickly City Podcast, and of course, Dr. John Duffy's going to stick around.
Yes, I'm locking the door. You can take your family. And I would make you stay, only I know that you have obligations to go
up
visit.
Norte.
Yeah, you have to go to Wisconsin. So travel safely. Enjoy your meal. I hope that we're not keeping Dr. Duffy from his family.
No, apparently that's okay.
Yes.
We are. It is all good. All good. And they are listening and happy.
Oh, wonderful. So we'll talk about some people who might not have been happy today and talk about like getting through the holidays as well. People who might be estranged. All right. I know you have to go. So do you want to do that one? I'll do the sponsor.
You want to do this one?
I'll do that too.
Okay.
You know you want to be listening to the Steve Cochran Show weekday. Thank you for inviting us into your car, your home, your life. We are so grateful to be Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Your news is sponsored by Apt Electronics. Here is Roger Badich.